This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
You know, we've been talking about food a lot this morning, but you know, it's National Hamburger Day, right?
Yes.
So it's okay. It's okay.
It is. I'm excited about Hamburger Day. I wish I wasn't a vegetarian.
Yeah. Well, why don't you just break tradition and just go for it today?
What's your favorite burger?
Funny you should say that.
Yes.
Because I wrote that down.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Psychic Friends Network.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. We really are. Mm-hmm. I was just thinking about it. Honestly, I'm very simple, okay? Texas Roadhouse has a great hamburger. I know Carson thinks Del Fresco's has a great hamburger.
Oh yeah, you love
delicious.
I used to love Fuddruckers when it was in town.
Yeah, they're saying that's going to go all the way under.
Back East, Whataburger was one of my favorites.
Never tried it.
I've heard it's popular.
Whataburger, I think if I had to leave here right now craving a hamburger, which I am,
because it's National Hamburger Day, so everybody is. So tell them what your pick would be, and then they'll go and get it.
The Whopper.
Oh my God. Ooh. Oh my God.
I do like it. I do like the Whopper. I do.
Oh gross.
I told you I'm simple.
No, fast food, Burger King is the king.
No,
Whopper, yes. Yeah. No, I agree.
What just happened?
The cheese.
The
what
Whopper.
Just happened?
The Whopper.
Go ahead, Schmidl.
If you're in Colorado, okay, and you want to get a good burger from a Colorado place, you got to go to Crown Burger. It's right over on Colorado and Evans. It's owned by this like little Greek couple. It's awesome.
I've seen it. I've seen it.
I've never
stopped
had it.
Is
that good. That loose meat sandwich?
Loose meat?
Yeah. you know, like where they... not for mine. You know where
loose
they,
meat?
You got to explain that one to us.
It's my nickname in high school.
Yeah, I started to say. That
no,
seems
I forgot
a little...
what they call them. We had it at one of these stores. It was in back home, and it was like the hamburger was loose. It wasn't in a patty.
Oh, no, they don't do that there.
You
they
know,
have a pastrami burger that's really
no,
good.
It's hamburger and it's just loose. It's you guys have never heard this?
I don't know what you're talking
about. How can a burger be loose?
I swear on the Bible, it's loose meat.
What is your favorite?
That loose meat sandwich.
You don't even know where you get it.
Well, you got it in DuCoin, Illinois.
No. In Colorado, if you had to leave work right now and you want to head out, I bet I can guess yours.
Okay. Yeah.
Buds.
Buds is it. Yep.
Buds Burger.
Nailed
because
it.
You leave here on many occasions.
I used to.
And you go straight to Buds.
Yep.
Because you're craving a cheeseburger.
Right.
What about you, Spadil?
Crown Burger.
Crown Burger. Oh, yeah, you said that.
Right.
Carson?
Del Frisco's.
Del Frisco's.
Hands down.
See, that's ritzy.
No, it's not.
That's a ritzy burger.
No, it's not.
It's a $36 hamburger.
Actually,
no, you get two for
$36. Bud's is not cheap. It's like, I think that cheeseburger is like $7.50 for one little cheeseburger. I'm like, what in the world?
What? It's how much?
It's like $7, $7.50, something like that.
For that burger?
Yes, I know. It's not cheap there.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a thing on Instagram.
Go ahead, Schmidl.
A tavern sandwich is a sandwich consisting of ground beef on a bun, loose.
Uh-huh.
But they call it a sandwich.
It still
it's
says
still
it's
a hamburger.
Hamburger. Yeah.
Oh my God. I am going to beat you like a baby seal.
Okay. There's a trend on Instagram and they're called dessert burgers.
What's that?
It's a hamburger bun that is filled with treats, sweets, for an example. You get marshmallows with Nutella in a bun. You get Oreos and strawberries inside of a bun. And I guess it's a thing that's taken off, and it's called the dessert burger, and a lot of people are trying it. It looks disgusting to me.
They put dessert on hamburger buns.
Yeah, here,
it's like a s'more.
Is it like the Hawaiian roll or something?
Some of them can be, yeah.
Oh, that, no. Uh-uh. No, thank you.
You know, I will say this, though. What? Often you see something that like this gross. Or hear something like this that's kind of taken off.
Yeah.
And if you do actually try it, you kind of like it.
Well, I know what you're saying about that, but that, I don't know.
I don't think so.
Who decided this was a thing?
It's on Instagram. According to this, dessert burgers are the latest lockdown trend to hit Instagram. Now, is it true? Is it just one or two people? Could be. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. They look nasty, but they're putting all kinds of cake on. Why do you need the burger buns?
I don't know.
Eat it separately. Yeah. This is just the dumbest thing ever. I don't like it. Nope.
Now, fast food. All right, let's go with fast food. What would be your favorite burger with fast food? All right, because Bud's is kind of, it's a one place, one stop, right?
Yeah. Well, they cook them all fresh, so it's not waiting.
All right, if you had to hit a fast food restaurant. Jamie, by the way, most people don't know this, but we've said it before on the air. She's never had a Big Mac.
Ever.
Ever.
It's
in her
so
life.
Much bread. You guys are crazy. That just seems never. Like so much bread.
Ugh. Never had a Big Mac. I wow. like Big Mac.
No, I think I'd just do your simple cheeseburger from McDonald's. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just a simple cheeseburger with mustard only.
Yeah.
What?
Try a Big Mac.
You know what?
If you're going to be there to get it.
I don't. You guys, that is a lot of bread. It's just so much stuff. Why would you eat a loaf of bread with your cheeseburger? You can't even taste it.
It's National Hamburger Day, so grab a hamburger for lunch.
Sounds so good, doesn't it?
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.